What's up, guys and gals? Welcome to the Brand New You podcast. And it's time to tell you what new jams I've been jamming, what new music I've been playing. So the first one is a song by Jimmy Needham, but it features one of my favorite Christian rappers, Triply. And I guess I've been sleeping on this song because it's been out since 2013, which was, I started listening to Christian rap in like 2008, so 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, about 5 years into listening to Christian rap, and I didn't know about this. And now it's, what, let's see, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 9 years, and I haven't known about this song till now. But How Great Thou Art, featuring Triply, it's great. I like it. You know, Triply on a worship song, I like it. Rapping mixed with some worship, that's cool. And your glory shines, so when I walk outside, story time. You're telling me about your greatness and power. That's why I came to bring you this hour. My soul, my Savior God to me. So, recently, DJ Overdose, I guess, set out to make some choppa cumbia. I don't know too much about all that. It's like Latin culture, I guess. I like Latin culture. I like, you know, Spanish music and, you know, reggaeton. I like cumbia. Even though I don't know Spanish, I'd like to learn someday. I dig the style of music. I like the beats. I like the bass. I like the, you know, the Spanish flow and, you know, just the style that goes with it, you know. A DJ Overdose from Choppaholics, he's recently collaborated with S.A. Halo and El Val to make some songs, like this one called Aguita. Now, I don't know too much about that song. I have it. I downloaded it recently, and I like all the new songs I've downloaded. I just got several that had S.A. Halo and DJ Overdose. So that's one of them. I'm guessing it's like a Spanish-style song. Another one is called Dodging Cases. It's got like an accordion on the cover art. And this one's got S.A. Halo, DJ Overdose, and John Soto. Trying to be from H-Time. Ain't gon' lie, that was too live. Whole city body rockin' doing Southside. Steady catching cases, money don't trace. Which, if y'all know, he's the one from Christ is King. He did that song with Chris Chicago and several other people called Crawling. On that 10, man, we hold a dime, no chipping when we flipping, man. We hit that 5-9, sliding down that boulevard. It's a sunny day, storm's over, thank the Lord. It's basically an H-Town song. John Soto is pretty much a H-Town guy, and so he's featured before on the Let's Chop It Up podcast, which I definitely recommend aside my own, y'all. Y'all should check out those guys. Those guys are great. And there's other Christian rap podcasts, several of them. I haven't listened to some of them in years. I need to tune back in. It's just I get busy with life, and that's why I haven't done these episodes as much as I could. But I feel like after watching some TikTok today and seeing how many people are out there, unbelievers who don't even know this stuff exists, I need to work all the harder to try to get to some of these people and expose them to Christian rap music. So, you know, seeing some of these point of views on TikTok, you know, that they just don't believe in God. They need to hear, you know, some of this Christian rap. Most of all, they need to hear the gospel and things that they have been deceived by. They need to have the truth to expose that lie they're believing. And sometimes it takes a lot of prayer to get people out of, you know, thinking a certain way, you know, being so lost they don't want to listen to Christians. They think, you know, Christians are hypocrites, or, you know, they believe the Bible was made up and by man or rewritten, and, you know, why is all the other religions wrong and this and that. So, you know, it's just a bunch of confusion. I wish they would listen to that sermon that I been listening to like at least twice now. It's in my history on my YouTube. I'm gonna keep talking about songs here in a moment, but I just want to shout out Joseph Prince and his recent sermon called Live with Purpose in the Last Days, or it's Hope and Wisdom for the Last Days. That's what it's called. But the thumbnail showed what I just said too. So you could search for Hope and Wisdom for the Last Days, full sermon, Joseph Prince, and hopefully it comes up. You know, he talks about Noah and how the world's changed, you know, like since the flood. You know, people used to, like after Adam and Eve, you know, people lived like into their 900 years, coming near 1,000 years. And then I guess something about the climate had changed once the flood happened. Gases were released, and, you know, then we hear about the giants and stuff that were on the earth. And I guess some of them started to come back a little bit, but David and Goliath was something that happened, and other heroes that God rose up, you know, rather than bring in another flood, because he promised not to bring one. He used people like David and Samson and stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. So, again, I'll just say one more time, that's Hope and Wisdom for the Last Days, full sermon by Joseph Prince. It's on YouTube, and it's definitely worth a listen, because it talks about, like, you know, technology that was lost, and basically a great reset kind of thing. And all right, back to talking about music. So DJ Overdose has a few other singles. I'm not going to talk about them too much because I haven't really listened to them a lot. I just got them because, you know, it's DJ Overdose, and I like supporting H-Town people, and he's got some good, you know, songs. So he's got one called Do You Believe, another one called Nothing Apart from the Father. Oh, it's called Do You Believe That, the other one. And then I got a different song that I guess was recommended, that while I was just searching for new songs, and it's got DJ Overdose on it. It's Vic WR, so V.I.C, and then WR, so that stands for World Reject, or World Rejects. And this is a Spanish song, I guess, because it's almost diferente, slowed and chopped. So yeah, it's Slowed and Chopped by DJ Overdose. It's a mix by him. And then we got another song called Do For Love, featuring Angie Rose, by Danny Gokey.
Took my hand, I believe we gotta que me clave de pavo. Cuando paso por las aguas, sé que tú estás conmigo. Por si acaso estoy hundiendo, porque ahí me bautizo.
And I love Angie Rose's stuff. She's a female artist from New York. She's from the Bronx, and she's Puerto Rican. And she can rap, she can sing. So I definitely recommend anything that she's on. But Danny Gokey is cool too. He's been on a song with Social Club Misfits. So I definitely recommend looking for that one. I just can't remember the name of it, but they had a fire album. So when you find that song, listen to the whole album too.
But the song in particular is called Tuyo, T-U-Y-O. Yo no sé de dinero, ni mucho de la fama, pero sé que te quiero, y sé que tú me amas. Que se escuche en el cielo, lo gritaré con ganas, que soy tuyo.
So now I'm going to talk about some artists that I've recently discovered through TikTok. TikTok has been helpful, just like in the times past. I've used MySpace and Facebook and YouTube to find new artists to listen to, and even Instagram. Now TikTok has videos that pop up on my For You, and I check them out because, oh, this person sounds pretty cool. So one of these artists is Little G Fresh, and this is a female artist. So she's got a song called Searching. It reminds me of like Barlow Girl or GFM, Gold Frankincense and Myrrh Band, which is a girl group or trio, three young ladies that sing. And well, the thing about Lil G Fresh is she can sing and rap. She's pretty cool. I don't know where she's from. She has a song about Lebanon, so I don't know if she's from the Middle East or what, but I love her style, and it's like punk rock and pop meets rap, hip-hop, you know. That's how I see it, because she's got that song God Found Me and also Searching, which kind of reminds me of, like I said, like Barlow Girl or GFM. I'm searching for answers and seeking truth. I'm trying to endure, will I make it through? All of my life I was trying to prove. God, you opened my eyes and made me new. From the top of the mountain, top of the mountain, to the bottom of the valley, they all coming at me, but they don't really know who's backing me. God's on my side and I stay with my family. So it's refreshing to see a young artist, I think she's like 19 if I'm not mistaken, to see her rapping and singing about God and bringing her generation, you know, to the Lord through music, you know, showing, at least witnessing to them, and hopefully God uses that to reach their heart and kind of lead them into the Bible and discover the truth, you know, find what God says about different things, and they can take it or leave it. She's got, I downloaded songs, she's probably got more than that, but I just got me a handful of them from iTunes. I download and pay for singles, whether it's like a dollar or something, or 99 cents. So I got the song called Searching, I got Voices, I got God Found Me, I got Never Backing Down, I got Grateful, I got Wow, and those are all the songs I've got so far from her. Wow's another good one that I like to listen to, and it kind of brings out that Middle East style a little bit. Give me
with that. This message is clear. Why are we blinded by fear with all this evidence here?
So, I like that one. And then there's another song by somebody else, which I don't know if I found them on TikTok or not, but it's called I Got a Father featuring MXRCY. I think that's like a fancy way of saying mercy or something.
Yeah, I got a father that never leave, never let me go. Said I got a father that never leave, never, never leave. Said I got a father that never leave, never let me go. So ain't no turning back, I had to let you know. Yeah, I got a father that never leave, never let me go. Yeah, I got a father that never leave, never, never leave. Said I got a father that never leave, never let me go.
But it's by an artist named Free, and I never heard of them before, but I was just searching for that Mercy guy or whatever his name is, because I think he was on TikTok. I don't know where else I've seen him. I think he's featured in artists that I know about, but I just now started kind of paying a little bit more attention to him. So I don't know too much about him. I just thought he was fire and worth maybe getting a single or two of his just to kind of, you know, get used to him a little bit. Another guy that's popped up on my TikTok is over and over by now is Alex Jean. So that's J-E-A-N. And obviously most people know how to spell Alex. It's A-L-E-X. He has a single called Right Over Wrong, but I know he's got other songs. He's got a whole album, I think. But this is my favorite single by him and the only song I've got of his so far. And that's the song that's popping on TikTok right now that he's constantly promoting. So I figured I'd get that one. And it's a little bit of rap versus maybe a little bit of metal rock, because he gets kind of like, kind of screamo with it a little bit at one part with some guitar sounds. So I always liked some of that crunk punk, party like a rock star kind of stuff. So I figured I'd get that one, because I like rap rock. I like stuff that's like manifest, like Christian version of Linkin Park kind of stuff.
I'm feeling good, not feeling good, not feeling blues. I really needed some rest. I'm beating my chest. I know that he wanted my best. I'm giving God all my time and all of my mind. I know that he wanted me at home. Okay, you still need someone. Okay, for me to be alone, put the living water in my soul. Cause I don't need the one to make me whole. Switching the fly, been talking to God and I know he wanted. I'm so tired of fighting my mind and I swear that I'm keeping my promise. And I feel too good, I fight back. And I know they really don't like that. And I swear I don't get my life back. I'ma live for God just like that. I'm afraid of my own strength, but I know with God I'm like that. I was blind to all my sin, but with God I got my sight back. I'm feeling good, not feeling good, not feeling blessed. I really need to...
Another one, which I already knew of, Mike Teezy, not just through TikTok, but I follow his TikTok, and some of my favorite Christian rappers I already know about, but I follow them on TikTok and find out they dropped a new song that I didn't know about already. So I've kind of already known about Mike Teezy, but he's got a fire track that I didn't find it through TikTok. I saw another song that he was basically covering of or remixing that was basically a secular song that he was doing a Christian version of, and I was looking for it, but since it's probably copyright, he didn't make it on iTunes, so I found a different song instead, and it was called Bible Going Viral featuring Caleb Gordon. So this song is been out since last year, but I did not catch wind of it till this year. I think it's a hot track, so it's definitely worth downloading and jamming over and over.
Got the Bible going viral like it's TikTok.
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 Yeah, I'm safe. Like some food up in a Ziploc.
The last song is by Henrik, which I don't know too much about him, except I've seen him on my For You page a few times, and somebody in the comments said it's like rock meets rap, so I'm guessing he's like a rock rapper, sort of, so that's a good sign that I might like more of his stuff in the future. The title of this one is Real Love. So it's Henrik, H-E-N-R-I-K. So y'all can look that up. But I guess that's all for now, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this episode of Hot Rap Mix / Brand New You Podcast. It's a podcast with two names. I don't know if there's any other podcasts out there that have two official names and kind of alternates. But hey, Hot Rap Mix Podcast, Brand New You Podcast. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, till next time, keep jamming that Christian rap and stay tuned for some more.